Dark Wraith Publishing presents the Illinois State Collegiate Compendium, Academic Lectures in Business and Economics. This is Business Finance, FIL 240, Section 2 for Autumn Semester 2012. Lecture 25, delivered on December 5, 2012. The title of this lecture is Review for the Final Exam.
Today, review for final exam. This is your last class before the fun of the final, which is a week from today, is it? A week from tomorrow, yes, that's right. It's the last final most of you will have, which means you'll finish with fun, as or not. The final exam structure is the same as the exams that you've taken already. Part one is multiple choice, part two is workout, and part three is essay, short essay answers. Part one. 50 questions. Part one, 30 questions. Many of them I will just copy and paste from exams one and two, and then rearrange answers. Others you'll see same question, different numbers. There won't be anything on there that you haven't seen before, except for one or two on working capital management policy, the subject of the last lecture. Not difficult material at all. But other than that, you've seen all of this before. The final is for you to show me that you have met my objectives in the course, as embodied in the two exams. So you'll see questions. For example, I will give you a straight-up question. The MCC graph rises, the IOS graph falls, something along that line, or you'll see questions that will be similar to the one, which is a correct statement, the greater the expected return, the greater the expected risk, A, B, C, D, that kind of question. Questions about the cost of, component cost of capital, their relationship to each other, in other words, which is more expensive, cost of new equity or cost of after-tax cost of debt, questions like that that you've seen before, relationship between price and yield of a treasury bill. You'll have to price a treasury bill. I'll say, well, here's the price of a new issue one-year T-bill. It's $98.20 is the quote on it. What's the yield on this treasury bill? A, B, C, and D, that kind of thing. Which creates financial leverage? Questions like that, fixed costs, variable costs. I'll say, which of the following formulas is the capital asset pricing model, or which of the following formulas is the cost of new equity, A, B, C, and D? From largest to smallest, return on equity, return on assets, things like that. The relationship between real rate of return and the risk-free rate. What's the difference between a capital market and a money market? You know those distinctions. Something along the line of, okay, here's several different ratio numbers. Which one of these is the most of most concern to you? Cost, sunk cost, accounting cost, economic cost, opportunity cost. Few questions on the Federal Reserve, the different tools of monetary policy, open market operations, discount rate, federal reserve ratio, maybe something technical about the Federal Reserve, how many governors are there, something along that line. Different types of instruments, for example, a corporate bond would be in the capital market or the money market, commercial paper, is that a money market or a capital market, something along that line. Again, go through, know the answers to the questions in the multiple choice section from the two exams. That'll be a great place to start. I'm not sure if you should finish there, but that's a great place to get a lot of the answers, a lot of the questions that I'll ask, or at least the idea of what questions I will ask. Part two, you'll have on Tuesday evening, I will put up two narratives. One will be financial statements and associated volatility information, and the other one will be a narrative on marginal cost of capital. In other words, the types of narratives you saw in exam one and exam two, respectively. And you can get your answers, get them down on your note card, and then you won't have to worry about those for doing them on the final exam in class. Or if you want to just start from scratch in class, that's cool too. I wouldn't recommend it, especially with the volatility question. It's so easy to make mistakes if you're working fast in that. But again, you'll have the ratio analysis kinds of questions. Find me some ratios. Find me percent changes in either numbers like sales or in ratios. And also you'll be that kind of stuff. And then the marginal cost of capital question. Going to ask you questions about bonds, price, yield to maturity, yield to call, just like on exam two. Just make sure you got it down, and if I want to get asked for an answer, you give me a quote, give me two decimal places of accuracy in everything that you do, okay? Two decimal places. If it's 9.5, you give me 9.50 on it. That kind of stuff. I will ask you a question. Find me the price of a share of preferred stock. Find me the price of a share of common stock. Just remember your formulas and also remember the capital asset pricing model, because you will probably have to find a discount rate using CAPM in order to proceed to get the answer to the question. I will ask you to find me I'll ask you to give me an answer for some kind of a present value or a future value of some kind of annuity. Whether it's an ordinary or an annuity due. I'll also ask you to find me a loan payment on a consumer loan. It shouldn't be. It's just calculator work finding. I'll give you a car loan or a house loan or something like that, or a student loan, which will make you disappointed when you see how much your payments will be. And I will ask you to find me an effective yield. So again, you're going to have some kind of an annuity question. Present value of some annuity or a future value of an annuity. You'll also give me a payment on a consumer loan and the effective yield on that consumer loan. Again, you'll have a volatility question where I'll ask you what's the business risk, what's the contribution of operating leverage, what's the contribution of financial leverage, that kind of thing. You'll have one of those. And that will be embedded, the information for that, in one of your narratives that will be online next Tuesday night. And also, you'll have a degree, the degrees of leverage question as well, just like you did on exam two. Those are pretty easy to do. Deal a degree of operating leverage, degree of financial leverage, and degree of combined leverage. Part five. Seven questions, you answer five of the seven. Again, seven questions, you answer five of the seven. Standard stuff, give me the answers like you know how to give them to me. What's the relationship between risk and return? What are the three tools of monetary policy? What's the relationship between price and yield? What do I mean by stockholders have the residual claim on cash flows of a corporation? Again, what do I mean when I say stockholders have the residual claim on the cash flows of a corporation? Distinguish between accounting cost and economic cost. Distinguish between accounting cost and economic cost. Which is used, which is more important in finance? What is financial intermediation? What does beta measure? What is an open market operation? Why do rising interest rates suppress business investment? Again, why do rising interest rates suppress business investment? What do I mean by optimal capital structure? What do I mean by optimal capital structure? What is meant by the term gains to leverage? That's enough. That should give you a pretty good coverage. I know, right? I don't want you going anywhere. I want you studying this weekend. Close your door. Stay off Facebook. No, you'll have seven questions. You have to answer five of them. And don't just plow forward, attack from the first to the last. Pick your targets, okay? And again, do not try to find answers on the internet because my cat is waiting for you. Huh? Workout problems, give me a second, I can tell you. Well, remember, some of our have parts to them, but give me a... I can't guarantee this, but there are actually seven actual full-blown problems with parts in between. Okay, now, let me give you one that'll help out a little bit here. One of them that I will give you is to make sure that you know the difference between an annuity and an annuity due. I could ask that in the multiple choice part or in the essay part. But make sure you know the difference between an annuity and an annuity due. Because in the workout part, you're going to have to tell whether it's an actual, just a normal annuity, or if it is an annuity due, and know what to do on the calculator. But you also might have to face that at a multiple choice question, or possibly in a workout question. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you possibly something that might be on the exam. A question. I could just say in a question, two annuities are exactly the same in terms of the level of the cash flow and the discount rate. So what is true about the relationship between annuity due and an ordinary annuity in terms of present value and future value? Again, two annuities are exactly the same in terms of the level of cash flow and the discount rate and the number of payments, of course. But one of them is an annuity due and one of them is an ordinary annuity. In terms of present value and future value of these annuities, what's the relationship between them? You might find that to be an interesting thing to know. Hint. Hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Also, one other thing that just occurred to me I'll have to do, I should point out here, I'm not being comprehensive. Know the difference between the debt, an issuer of debt, that is the writer of debt, and the buyer of the debt. Which one is which? And in that same kind of regard, make sure you know the difference between a bill, a note, and a bond. Bonds are the ones that have the movies. James Bond. Let's see, there was one other thing I wanted to bring up here, too. Oh, yeah, as far as the working capital management policy question, I'll give you a temporary assets and the permanent temporary current assets, permanent current assets, and the current liabilities, along with the other information like I did in that problem. I'll say, what is this, conservative, moderate, or aggressive? That's how I'll do it. You'll just see the numbers for the temporary current assets, the permanent current assets, and the long-term assets, and also for the current liabilities and the overall liabilities into owner's equity. And I'll say, okay, which working capital management policy is this company following? Conservative, moderate, or aggressive? Look at the charts that I gave you on, and they also do this in the book too, it's in chapter 17. Just look through and make sure you know how to see it, how to identify the right one. Now, do you have any questions for this exam? Anything at all? Okay, well, remember, next Thursday, you do the exam, and then you get your refrigerator magnet. That's all I have for you. I thank you.